much, Mr. Chairman. I have read, and I think everybody in this room has done so, the treaty, and we are aware of Article 1 and 2 and the terms of those articles. But given the explanations that was made by Ambassador of the United States, I would like to make a few comments. The nuclear weapon states' commitment to nuclear weapon non-proliferation arises under Article 1 of the NPT, not Article 2 of the NPT. Article 2 of the NPT relates to non-proliferation undertakings by non-nuclear weapon states. This is the first thing that reading the treaty tell us. Article 1 prohibits nuclear weapon states sharing their nuclear weapons with non-nuclear weapon states. And it reads, each nuclear weapon state party to the treaty undertakes not to transfer to any recipient. To any recipient means nuclear weapon states or non-nuclear weapon states whatsoever, nuclear weapons or control over such weapons. So the transfer here covers both export, transfer of ownership, or physical transfer. And it continues, that article continues with the following, and not in any way to assist any non-nuclear weapon states to control over such weapons. So I read it again, not in any way to assist any non-nuclear weapon states to control over such weapons. If the United States has transferred nuclear warheads to its NATO allies, it has unambiguously breached Article 1, and their NATO allies are in breach of Article 2. The tactical warheads based in those host states are intended for delivery by those host states. How does this not break the two articles and the terms of those articles of the NPT? The United States interpretive reservation, seeking to exclude NATO nuclear weapon sharing arrangements from the scope of the NPT, is not valid. It was not submitted as a formal reservation, and in addition, stands in clear contradiction to the NPT's object and purpose as set forth in Article 6. NATO nuclear weapon sharing arrangements violates the obligations that NATO member states have undertaken under the NPT. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
I thank the distinguished representative